So your grocery store knows you want avocados before you do, and the truck carrying them, it already rerouted around a highway closure that hasn't happened yet. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, and I want you to really sit with this one because it sounds boring on the surface, food supply chains, and then you realize it's actually one of the most consequential places AI is being deployed right now. Here's the setup. Every year, roughly a third of all food produced globally gets wasted, a third, and a huge chunk of that waste isn't happening because people are careless. It's happening because the people running food distribution are essentially flying blind. They're making decisions about what to order, where to ship it, and when to restock based on spreadsheets, gut instinct, and last year's numbers. For an industry that runs on perishables, things that spoil in days, not months, that's a catastrophic mismatch. Enter the AI startups quietly rewriting how food moves from farm to shelf. There's a company called Tastewise, founded by Elon Chen and Nimrod Rahm, backed by Sequoia and Nestlé. Yes, Nestlé is investing in the thing that might eventually predict what Nestlé should make next. And their whole pitch is this: stop guessing what consumers want. Tastewise pulls in data from menus, recipes, social media, and market signals, and turns it into actual demand intelligence. Not, here's what sold last quarter, more like, here's what's trending in food culture right now, and here's how your product fits into it. For a food brand trying to figure out whether to launch a new SKU, that's not a nice to have, that's millions of dollars of R&D risk managed. Here's where it gets interesting. The problem isn't just knowing what people want, it's knowing where the product is, whether it's still good, and whether it'll arrive on time. And that's where a company called Wiliot comes in. These guys are doing something almost sci-fi. They've built tiny, battery-free IoT sensors, like stickers, that can attach to individual items and continuously broadcast temperature, humidity, and location data without ever needing to be scanned. Amazon is an investor, SoftBank is an investor, and the use case? Perishables, cold chain, the stuff that goes bad if it sits on a loading dock in the wrong temperature for 4 hours. Wiliot makes that invisible problem visible in real time at the item level, and honestly, I think this is where the real money is, not the flashy AI chatbot stuff. The boring, critical infrastructure of making sure your salad didn't spend 12 hours at the wrong temperature before it hit the shelf. The takeaway here is simple. The food industry is moving from reactive to predictive, and the companies that get there first are going to have a massive structural advantage. But here's the thing. While everyone is focused on the cool sensor hardware and the demand forecasting dashboards, something else is happening quietly in the logistics layer. And it might actually be the most important piece of all. There's a company called Project 44, founded by Jet McCandless, backed by 8VC and Emergence Capital. And they're doing something deceptively simple. They're turning supply chain visibility into supply chain foresight. Not where is my truck right now, like that's GPS, that's table stakes. What Project 44 is doing is asking what's going to happen to that truck and what should you do about it before it becomes your problem. They're ingesting traffic data, weather data, historical delay patterns, congestion signals, and they're spitting out predictive ETAs and prescriptive recommendations. And if you're thinking, okay, that sounds useful for retail, yeah, but think about what it means for food specifically. A shipment of fresh strawberries has a window. A cold chain delivery of seafood has a window. If your logistics platform can tell you 48 hours in advance that a disruption is coming, you can reroute, you can reorder, you can call the distribution center. If it tells you after the fact, you've got spoilage, you've got empty shelves, you've got waste. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't supply chain tech already promise to solve all this after 2020? Yeah, it did. The difference now is that the models are actually good enough, the sensor data is actually dense enough, and the integrations are finally starting to work. The catch, and there's always a catch, is that all of this only works if your ERP, your POS system, your warehouse management software, and your transport data are actually talking to each other. That's the unsexy hard part. And honestly, that's where most implementations still fall apart. Quick hits before we go. Wiliot has Amazon and SoftBank backing, which tells you everything about where big tech thinks item-level supply chain sensing is going. Microsoft and Google are both pushing AI deeper into enterprise planning through their cloud stacks, and food companies are absolutely on that customer list. And someone on LinkedIn this week made the very valid point that AI forecasts are only as good as the data going in, which, in an industry still running on legacy ERP systems from 2003, is a genuinely important caveat. Here's the big picture. Every story today is about the same thing: the gap between what we know and what we act on. Tastewise closes that gap on the demand side. Wiliot closes it on the inventory and freshness side. Project 44 closes it on the logistics side. And together, they're building something that looks a lot like a nervous system for the food supply chain, one that can feel disruption before it becomes disaster. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.